You know the biggest difference between men and women? Ask any man what he regrets about his life. He'll tell you it's the things he didn't do. You ask any woman the same question, they'll always say they regret something they did do. If this is it, if it all ends, like right now, how would you feel?
Welcome. You are, of course, listening to Jim and Them, episode 449, part two. My name is Mike, but you guys need to forget that name instantly. That name no longer matters. It is out of your vocabulary. There are only two names you need to remember in that brain of yours. I'm going to go ahead and school you really quick because you look like an idiot who clearly forgot who these people are. God damn it. You're really frustrating me, so I'm just going to get it out of the way really quick. Obviously, the first name you need to remember is, of course, Jeff Murphy.
Well, I'm sure as all you Vegas heads know these days that EDC is in town, and I'm going to cut right now to a live feed from DJ Yoda's set. DJ Yoda, how's it going? We're live at EDC now. Judge me not by my size, do you? Oh, DJ Yoda's going crazy.
Oh, damn. Oh, where's the drop?
Lumious beans, are we? Not this crude curse. That more torn curse. Yeah, for torn curse, Yoda.
Oh, yeah, you got that curse drop.
Take some molly, you will.
Featuring Jonathan Davis?
Yeah. Yeah, like a Jonathan Davis is just DJ Yoda.
No, DJ Yoda doesn't have equipment. He just makes the noises. DJ Yoda! Where'd you find this?
Oh, still going.
We have to cut the feed short.
Oh, you have to cut it hard. Hard cut. Hey, thank you so much, DJ Yoda. Of course, the other name. I don't even need a big, long lead up. Because you're already biting at the bit. You want to know it. You want to know what the name is. You want to know what that name is? Oh, I'll tell you what that fucking name is. That name is Jim Scampoli.
Yo, yo, yo. What'd it do, Jim Scampoli? Crossfire.
Oh, my God.
You'll get caught up in the crossfire. Don't get caught up in the crossfire. Crossfire? What it do, Jim Scampoli?
Yeah, one of the better in the world.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you.
I'm glad that DJ Yoda swung by because I don't know if you guys know this about me, but you guys know I'm a big fan of pop punk, right?
Oh, I did not know that.
Street punk?
I'm a giant skate punk fan. I'm a big pop punk fan. I like a little punk rock, but I found a new genre of music that I think might supplant pop punk as my favorite genre of music. Because everyone, I mean, I know at least us three in the room, we like electronica.
Post-pop punk?
All pop punk.
All right.
We like electronica, right? We're all big fans of electronica?
Nah.
No.
Jay Electronica, right, Jeff?
Yeah, whenever his album drops, right?
We're big fans. We're big, like,
that's for real hip hop.
Well, because EDC's in town, and we all like electronic music, right? Jimmy,
you
like
EDC? It is EDC week or weekend or whatever.
It is.
Damn, they're getting turnt, I bet.
Dude, they're getting
they're going to get so overheated.
Jim, do you want to get so turnt?
I think I'm fitting to get turnt.
How about you go to Facebook and you open up that link I sent you? Because I'm about to get my boys turnt. Because have you guys heard of... have you guys heard of Boiler Room Egyptian style?
Boiler? Yeah. Wait, what's Boiler Room?
You haven't heard of
genre?
Boiler Room?
Well, I've heard of Boiler Room.
Have you heard of Egyptian style?
Mm-mm.
So, let me paint a picture for you, Jim. Say you love music, but say you like...
I love music.
But say you live in, like, the middle of a shithole where no one can make music.
I live in the middle of a shithole where no one can make music.
Okay, now, what if you went to a party and, like, you're like, oh, I just want to dance so bad. And then, like, some guy walked in with a keyboard on his head. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, man, he's playing the music I want to hear. Well, that's literally what Boiler Room Egypt style is, Jim. It takes electronic music back to its roots. All everyone cares about is the drop these days. All anyone cares about is dubstep and house and trance and jungle mix and Eurobeat. It's not genuine. It's not honest anymore. I don't even think pop punk is honest anymore. I think there's only one honest genre of music
it's
left.
It's happening in boiler rooms and all around England.
Well, Boiler Room Egypt style.
Well, but that's what my question is. So is Boiler Room just regular Boiler Room a style of music?
Yeah.
Well, I know of
do
Boiler Room
that,
the venue.
Do we need that as like a reference or is that?
No, Jim, okay. Jim, this music speaks for itself. All I want to say is make sure you scoot back a little bit from the table because you're going to want to start dancing and I don't want you to like knock stuff off, you know?
Hold on, I'm just having some issues.
No, that's fine, man.
I'll take your warning with a grain of salt and not do anything.
Okay,
get
ready.
Get close to the mic and have a drink in my
just
hand.
Just get ready because, no, think about it. Think about it, Jim. You're in a party. You're in a party. You're with all
your
boys.
You got your DJ Yoda shirt on.
You're with all your boys, and I mean that literally. You're in a room full of nothing but boys. And you're like, God, what are we supposed to do in this tent we've set up? And then fucking Haveem comes in. And Haveem has his Casio on his head.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
What is this trash?
Dude, look, dude, Jim, they love it as much as I love it.
No, yeah, they're really loving it.
Sounds like Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, shit.
All right, it's over.
All right, calm down, everybody.
It's over, right?
Oh, no. Jim, it's just begun.
No, Haveem, it's over.
Haveem, don't leave us hanging. Whoa, what? What is happening?
Oh, man, it's coming back. I think it's coming back.
Oh, my God.
Live footage from Pulse Nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, woo! Here we go.
Dude, Jim, look how much these people love this.
They are fucking real. But are they just loving it because everyone's drunk? And they're like, oh, drunk guy's got a keyboard in his head.
Yeah, they're drunk on Haveem, his energy. His live presence.
Oh, shit, Jeff.
Where'd he go?
Jeff.
Is Haveem okay?
Did he fall? No.
Wait, what's Haveem doing?
I don't know. He doesn't even know. The unsung heroes are the purple shirt gang.
Everyone's oh, shit.
Drum.
Oh, shit.
Oh, everyone gather around. Gather around Haveem.
Wall of death. Wall of death.
No way. What is he doing?
Oh. Oh, no, Haveem, don't do it!
Watch out, Haveem!
What are you doing, Haveem?
Nobody step on Haveem's corpse!
Oh, shit. Jim.
I was hoping he was going to, like, Eric Andre, the band. Like.
Wait.
Wait, what's going on?
It's just doing what he did before.
Wait, no, no, Jim, this is different.
Oh.
Whoa. Bro, Haveen. No, Haveen, bounce.
Oh, it's coming back.
We hate girls. No women. No women allowed in our tent. No women allowed in our tent.
Oh no.
If you're
Wait.
If you're in the purple shirt tambourine.
Wait, it's over?
That's it. That's all it is. If you're in the purple
shirt. That's where it ends.
That's it. That's all it is. If you're in the purple shirt tambourine band, you're so pissed at Haveen because he gets all the credit when they're making all the beats in the background.
It's just some fucking dude running around the tent playing arguably the worst song that's ever existed. Chad found this and he was like playing it for me like it was good, like as a joke. And then both of us were like, oh, this is so awful until we started like loving how bad it was. And I love how stoked those dudes get because he's all like, and I was like, wait,
slowing it down.
Is this where it happened? And you see Haveen and he's like, oh, better start running around. So yeah, Jim, I don't know why.
I could see Chad loving that for some reason, like cracking up and just wanting more and more.
I just don't. Well, I mean, so again, EDC's in town. I just want I want people to realize that, like, yes,
we are the official podcast of EDC.
We get it. Pop punk is great. I get it.
But
Jim,
where does it
Jim,
go?
Jim, I get it. Skate punk is awesome.
Yeah, no, it's what about trap?
No, trap is one of my favorites. But dude, what people need to realize is all of that is commercial. It's just, it's the radio stations, they play what they want you to hear and what they want you to like, and they're selling a lifestyle and a brand, but it's nothing about the music. The only thing that's about the music anymore is Boiler Room Egypt style.
I love that it's on his head the whole time.
Dude, he's just
and it's a full-size keyboard.
He's carrying a
full-size
gigantic keyboard on his head.
It's probably exhausting holding it up there. That's why he can only hit those four notes.
Who's on the line?
Hey, I'm calling for my Goon Club nickname.
Oh, shit. What's your name?
Ryan Roush. I just started the $18 Patreon.
Oh, shit, Ryan Roush. Are you excited to potentially win a trip to Las Vegas, Nevada to be on the show?
Fuck yeah.
Whoever comes out, we got a Boiler Room Egypt him.
All right, confirmed.
Oh, my God. So, Jim.
Wait, hold on. While you, let's get some build up.
I was just saying, Jim, I need a background soundtrack.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Wait, what's happening right now? Wait. Sorry. Oh. I can't stop clapping. Wait. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. We're talking to Boiler Room. Boiler Room, thank you so goddamn much, Boiler Room. For the love of God and for the love of all that is music. Oh, no. Hold on.
Oh. Put down.
Oh, shit.
Bring it down now.
Oh, shit. I was going to ask him to say something, but I feel like the music's speaking for itself. Oh, my God. What is happening right now? Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Jeff, what is
that?
What?
Let's go. Boiler Room.
Oh, shit. Oh, Boiler Room. Please tell us you have something to say, Boiler Room.
I gotta say that I'm gonna win the trip and I will be in Vegas.
Thank you so goddamn much, Boiler Room!
Thank you, Boiler Room.
We really appreciate it, Boiler Room. Thank you for all the support and thank you for all the great music.
Alright, thanks guys. Love
you. Wait, Jim, what's happening right now?
I think it's building again.
Break it down.
But what chords?
The Boiler Room. He doesn't know. He's like, I can't do
Haveen.
It anymore. I can't do it.
No,
so tired. Like, please. All right.
Oh, shit, Haveen.
He's like, I can't do it. I can't.
Haveen, don't do it.
Like, give him some room.
Don't do it, Haveen. Don't run and then stop. No, Haveen, don't turn around and do it again.
Get out of his way. Oh, man, that guy lost his head almost.
Well, I guess
the guy with a bass guitar.
I guess the song's over.
Nope.
Hey! Well, no, now surely it's over now.
Nope.
Wait.
Hey!
No, it's got to be over.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
No, because it keeps... Wait. No, now it's over, right? No, nope. Wait. What is happening?
Hey! There really is only guys here, huh? There really is only guys at this place.
Women are not allowed in the tent, in the boiler tent.
Earlier in the video, you see all the women sitting in chairs.
No more.
And then that's it. All right.
So anyway,
well done.
You're
no
welcome.
All done now.
Now everybody knows the future of music. It's Boiler Room Egypt style.
This is not Iran, you dumb fuck. Maybe it said Boiler Room Iranian style first.
Yeah, and then some Iranian saw it and was really pissed.
This is Egypt. What a sausage fest. They all know when the drop's coming.
Party like it's 1899.
I feel like it's underselling this song by describing that as a drop because it's so much more. What people don't understand is
it's
the layers of
drop.
The layers that went into this. Because this isn't just some fucking, oh, let me play four chords and sing about a girl I love. No. This is Boiler Room Egypt style.
I love
style.
That. It's from based on the comments, it must have been Boiler Room Iranian style. Because everyone's like, this is an Iranian, you idiot.
Don't you know what an Iranian looks like?
Yeah. Like that's that? A trick question, by the way. Because if you then say what an Iranian looks like, you're a racist. Yeah.
Exactly
racist
like
piece
that.
Of shit.
Just like that. No! Their ceremonial dresses are cooler.
This is a shitty party. Usually there's a big boom. This was lame. Oh, okay. I get it.
If you're going to EDC, make sure you check out the up-and-coming stage where Boiler Room Egypt style is going to be playing all night long. And remember, Mike Steele got you in on the ground floor.
How the fuck did he find that?
I don't know, man.
Chad,
isn't
Chad
it fucking awful and
yeah,
great?
It's so weird.
It's the best awful thing.
But it gets get it's in my head.
I know.
Boom.
Dude, I just love that it's some idiot running around with a giant full size keyboard on his head.
Oh man. What a hero.
All over again.
What a true hero.
So feel free to play in the background while we do the rest of the show.
Where did you get his name from? Just make that up.
Boiler Room Egypt style?
No. Did you say his name was Habim?
Oh, Habim?
Habim?
I just made up a name.
All right. I thought there was like a story. This is the greatest.
Or Ravim?
This
whatever
is the greatest keyboard player.
No, I just made up some name.
All right.
He's really a great keyboard player.
I bought
but
it.
This is what made him famous.
Thanks, man.
He resents it.
Yeah, I know this is dumb and short, but it's just... It's
no,
one
it's
of those,
great.
It's one of those dumb things where I can't help but love how bad it is, but, like, it's also sort of good in that
yes.
weird, ironic way.
It's very catchy.
And, and I, the best part is how much they love it.
Dude, they can't get enough.
They love it so much.
People have their phones out and shit.
And I like that part where he runs because he just kind of, he looks like he's going to run and slide on his knees, but he just kind of takes a couple steps and then turns around and then does it again. And look, they're like, clear out of the way, he's about to do the thing, hurry!
He's going to run.
Wow.
No.
The other way. Watch your face, oh my god!
Oh.
Every time I think that guy's going to get decapitated.
Look at the guys on the fucking bongos.
Who
or whatever.
Says punk rock's dead?
Hey. Dude, they're so excited.
Hey. My wrists look like pee.
Hey.
Yeah, we should pee. Rape. We should rape Boiler Room Egypt style. Oh, shit.
Kiss your wrists.
Listen, dude, it's like fucking someone just came to run out and like cash in the money in the bank.
Yes.
They fucking lose their minds when it starts.
I love that he's literally just squeezing it. He's not even like playing keys, he's just squeezing an area.
I love this has 50,000 views.
I think that 47,000 of them are in chat.
Oh, man. Bop.
Hey.
Hey. Hold up. Put Future on that shit. Hold up.
Panda.
So, yeah, there's this gentleman, I guess you would call him.
Whoa.
I saw this on the...
just assuming pronouns, Jim?
Yeah.
Do you know for sure this was a man?
I'm guessing.
Oof.
No,
fucked
it's bad
up.
On my part. Yeah. Shout outs to the O&A Reddit or the Bill Burr Reddit or whatever. But I can't tell. Well, no, I guess I can tell. But Bill Burr either has a stalker or this guy's just like a weird troll. But this guy says he's Bill Burr's brother, and he goes to his shows a lot, and
he's definitely not his brother.
He, like, talks through them, and I think Burr yelled at him at one point, And so he didn't enjoy that. So he said he had Tourette's. And maybe he has Tourette's. I mean, clearly there's something wrong with this guy, but is this just like a master? Is this just a master person? Or is this a real... Is this just...
Looks like his brother to me.
I mean, he does look like he could be related to Bill Burr.
Or is this just one of my favorite things about the internet where people that are like crazy get attention?
Yeah, because people,
they're crazy?
People are allowed to turn on a camera and just be themselves.
Because you forget for all the like... You know, well-produced things, or even like not well-produced, but just personalities that pop like up on the internet. There are a lot of things like the lady that thinks the post office is stalking her.
For every Angry Joe video game review, there's a guy pretending to be Bill Burr's brother.
Or you know, people like this, they see how, you know, people get famous, so they just like, I'll make videos too, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, who's that guy we ran into at our panel that is clinically insane?
Oh, Neil McNeely?
Yeah, like Neil McNeely, I'm sure would have an amazing YouTube. You know?
Neil McNeely would, I would subscribe to that YouTube channel. I would pay for YouTube Red for a Neil McNeely.
But I only skim these a bit.
Oh, these? Meaning there's more than one?
There's a few of these videos, yes. And there's an escalation to the videos as you go through them.
Uh-oh.
So we'll start. This is just,
is it,
you know,
him face painted like, this is my last video with a gun in his mouth. Like,
this is his, this is one of his early videos, just, you know, before the show, before the Bill Burr show.
Checking
Hello.
Out this new comedian,
this
Bill Burr.
Slightly special edition. Behind me, in any moment, Bill Burr will be coming on stage.
It's Corey Philpott.
And eventually, I expect to be up there with him. Not tonight, I don't think, unless I plan on going to jail, which I don't. At the meet and greet, I'm going to see if he'll talk.
And a fucking meet and greet, too?
No, this guy has a problem. You can already tell the way he's talking and the way he's treating Bill Burr, both like a... larger-than-life figure, but also, like, his secret best friend. It's yeah. like, this is
and
a...
And also, I'm going to be on stage one day,
yeah.
too.
This is a guy who has an unhealthy obsession with someone.
Are we in the last days of the meet-and-greet? Is
oh,
that?
Yeah, this guy's going to... This guy's going to really ruin it for the rest of us.
Well, I mean, and the shooting that happened. And
yeah.
with me, and if he doesn't, I might swing. You know, on him. I don't want to hurt him. But I got to get his attention because he needs to be part of the show. Everybody, and he has a lot of good views that everybody needs to hear, and I can put him on Patterson Knightley and make him famous, you know?
Is that
his
show?
He's not famous enough.
Yeah, Patterson Knightley's his YouTube
no,
show.
No, no, yeah, look now, at this guy. This is the guy that's like...
Look
like,
at his eyes. There's nothing there.
He's the type of guy that's like, yeah, man, I'm gonna make him famous. Like, is he like loads darts into a train? Guy's like, yeah, I'm gonna get him on the news. He deserves to be.
He deserves to be
bigger than
Daryl.
He is, and I'm gonna do it for him. I'm gonna make him famous by being the man who ate him. I'm gonna eat him, and then he's gonna be world famous.
Welcome to the live stream from the cage in my panic room.
Welcome
Bill Burr.
Patterson Knightley, where I eat my favorite celebrities.
I'll just electrocute him a little bit, Bill Burr.
He needs to be on my show where the world can actually see him talking about current events, the election, and gambling.
Gambling. And another thing.
Wait,
oh,
that's his video?
Yeah, yeah, that's one of them. And then this is, I don't know if this is the same show or a different show. Another
Bill
Burr. Bill
Burr's baby hat.
Like,
I'm
thinking about it right now, and if a Jim and Them listener was putting these videos up and I stumbled upon them,
yeah.
I would feel pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah. And Burr, actually, one of the shows, Burr, on his podcast, he mentioned the guy. Like, he didn't know the guy was doing this, but he talks about, like, he's like, I'm doing the show the other night, and as I'm talking, this guy is just talking. Like, I'm going to say a word, and he's doing that thing where he, like, says it at the same time I do. It finally had to be like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, and then that's when the guy said he has Tourette's.
Hey, everybody. We just got done seeing Bill Burr. This is Patterson Knightley. We're
going
to see if we can
we.
Get him to say a word in the show. He didn't really take kindly to my comments. I didn't know he could hear me. I was in the front row.
Oh, yeah, okay. This is that show that Burr actually mentioned.
I have ADD, and he got upset, and he called me a dope and told me to shut up, which was, you know, he's a comedian. So I understand.
Has he never
and,
seen Bill
you know,
Burr's act?
He's not the only one. I got kicked out of a staff meeting yesterday at work for running my mouth. Maybe I have Tourette syndrome undiagnosed, but, you know, it happens. But we'll see. I'm going to go talk to him now.
I'm going to go talk to him.
All right. We'll talk about it later.
Jim.
See.
Yeah.
Are you hiding the fact that, like, the last thing you show is going to be like, him assaulting Bill Burr, and then you're going to show an article about Bill Burr being in the hospital or something? Because
Doesn't it feel like that? Isn't it really like, and not even being Bill Burr, I'm creeped out by these videos. Never mind if you're Bill Burr.
Yeah, this is real, real eerie. This is like over the top in a way where you'd expect them to put it in a movie.
Yeah.
Because about something like this happening, because they wanted it to be like over the top creepy. Like, that's how creepy this seems.
It's like the Bjorkstalker guy all over again. He's going to say he's going to paint his face and shoot himself in a show entitled All of Me. 8 minutes.
Yeah.
His house is a lot ragged.
Welcome back, everybody. Patterson and Knightley is back in full effect. I want to just
Patterson
probably tell all my loyal fans that.
Now, it's when I see not just creepy guys like this, but when I see people on, like, whether it be YouTube or whatever, and or even like tweet
Vimeo.
A video, and they do this thing where they like talk about their show. It makes me feel bad that I have a show sometimes, because I'm like, am I just this guy?
I've been pretty open about the fact that I feel uncomfortable calling it a podcast because there's so many garbage podcasts out there that I feel more comfortable calling it a radio show, because I feel like that's what it is compared to what podcasts have turned into. So I get what you mean.
And I did see a little of this. This is where he starts, because, you know, in the other video he said, And I guess this is what they said to Burr, because after he said, shut the fuck up or whatever, they were like, oh, he has Tourette's. Sorry about that. And then
Jimmy didn't show up with people.
Yeah. Because then on Burr's podcast, he's like, so why didn't they just tell me that? Is he just telling me that to make me feel bad? Or is he just a... But on this video, he starts pretending he has Tourette's. And I feel like he's absolutely pretending. He's not fucking... Because you could just saw in the last one, he's like, I have ADD. Or actually, you know, maybe it's undiagnosed Tourette's.
Man, what sucks is there are people out there that are like, all right, so, you know, people that are all doing the same thing, like Patterson Knightley and Jim and them. Like, they're both doing the same thing.
You don't like that show, Jim and Them or Patterson Knightley?
Yeah. Oh, you still do Patterson Knightley?
And you know all those shows like Jim and Them and Patterson Knightley that are like doing that thing online?
What day do you do Patterson Knightley usually? Oh, the same day we've done for 8 years, Brian.
A name change, unless I can get a little more motivated, we're going to become Patterson Every Now and Then.
Got him.
The name of the show is changing.
Man, oh, Ernest, I get it now.
Really weird after he died.
Following,
he just came back from the dead.
The march of Donald Trump every day, and we're watching Bernie Sanders win all the states, and we're seeing how the powers
the way
that
he moves
be
is,
will place
terrifying.
Hillary Clinton in
he moves like a bird
Oval
that's
Office,
just now noticing its reflection, so it's like, wait, what?
To be the next president. So you tell me how that works, and we'll start having callers coming
man,
to the
I
show.
Imagine this guy has a lot
hey,
of
what are you doing in my house? And he's like,
well, is that his fake Tourette's right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, watch. He starts doing his Tourette's.
A pool.
He starts doing his Tourette's twitches.
We'll start having callers coming to the show.
They're different from his regular twitches.
I just...
Hold on. Why is that thing? Why is all his fucking heads under there?
It's a nightmare.
The next thing you know, I'm having all kinds of attacks.
That's so
obviously
fake.
I have no control over when fuck you.
Has he done
happen.
A show for years
However,
and not had that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All of a sudden now he's like, oh.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can we go back through the Patterson Knightley archives and see if this has ever happened before?
Obviously, I have uncontrollable.
I don't think it's a reason to fuck to make fun of somebody, you know? And, I love comedians, and Bill Burr was my favorite comedian
until
of all time.
Shut
and,
up.
He's still one of my top ones, but he
well, he wasn't even doing
a,
this in the first minute.
Exactly, and
he's like, okay, now it's time to start pretending like I have Tourette's.
And it's because he started getting people saying like, hey, you fucking weirdo, like leave Bill Burr alone. So he's like, I have Tourette's.
He stabbed Bill Burr, but he had Tourette's. I mean, what are you going to do? Sometimes you have a fit and you stab a celebrity. That's just the way the Tourette's goes.
Human He's not. He doesn't have any He doesn't have any respect for human faults or differences. I mean, I knew that when I went to the show, but I didn't think he would attack me personally. I didn't think that was going to happen.
Dude, he's stewing over.
But then
Bill Burr calling him a dope
on the 35th show in a row that I'd been to. All of a sudden, he's calling me a dope in front of other people.
A second.
I don't like a joke at my expense.
Okay.
That much.
I mean, I get it.
Here.
Fool me 28 times, shame on me. But he had to tell me to be quiet again, and it's like, hey, man, I talked through all your shows. Get over it.
Well, he...
Fuck, shit, ass!
Well, the problem was Bill Burr told him to shut up and unleashed his latent Tourette's, and now he has crippled him, so it's Bill Burr's fault.
Oh, no, Matthew C. in the chat, if this guy hates Bill Burr because he made fun of him once, he could never be a Jim and Them fan. Ooh!
Oh, that's true.
This guy is probably a PC gamer.
Patterson Knightley, it's me! You could never be a Jim and Them fan because they make fun of me literally in part one. And part two.
Oh, man. I
keep their show on my sixth monitor.
Well, maybe you wouldn't be so hard on me playing console games if you knew I had cerebral palsy.
Sorry, my cerebral palsy kicks in sometimes.
Well, it's great to see this progression, though, too, because, like, in the pre-show, he's like, Bill Burr is the greatest comedian. I love this guy. And now he's starting to say, like, I don't know if I should be talking to a lawyer about him calling me a dope and telling me to shut up.
Yeah, I like how he's worried about being called a dope.
And now it's still at the point where he's like, you know, I like him. He's not my top comedian. He's not my top favorite comedian anymore, though.
I'm more of a guy with the weird arm that has Tourette's.
I can't handle this. Hey, stay off Twitter, Patterson Knightley.
Obviously, we live in a society that sues over a hot cup of coffee, so I'm thinking maybe I should sue this gentleman for attacking... for attacking me and my fiance because of a disability.
Does Tourette's make you put,
cold in
put starfish in your windows?
he really hurt her, too.
That's cute, the witch's way, Mike.
Ever since
you don't know
day,
anything about witchproof in your house.
In bed, or in pain and all these things. I don't know. I think it has a lot to do with Bill Burr. But anyway, here's him admitting it. So you guys tell me what you
think. Oh, yeah, I think he plays the clip.
Lingo. I've done it 3 days in a fucking row.
Oh, he's talking about speaking French right now. But,
you guys,
but let's listen.
Oh, great.
If you don't hear me talking
this
about
is
it,
podcast.
Dude, this is this guy's claim to fame. He was so excited that Bill Burr kind of indirectly mentioned him on his podcast because he was an idiot.
Yeah. I would love if he just puts on a Chewbacca mask and fucking starts like, oh, my God.
Say that I fucking
to
quit
the world.
I'm a loser and all that type of shit. All that wonderful positive shit that you guys can say anonymously on the internet.
Here we go.
Oh, by the way, you know what's funny? In this fucking business, like, they haven't told
you
the former shit, right? So I'm
fuck
on stage
you.
This weekend.
Fuck you.
I gotta ask if there's any doctors out there. I'm fucking on stage, and I'm doing my act. I don't even know what night it was. It might have been the first show last night.
It was the first show, Foxwoods.
And the whole time I'm doing my act, everything I fucking say, some guy in the crowd
is
just like repeating it.
It was leap day. Leap day.
Like
leap
not like heckling.
Year.
It's more like black church, like call and response. I was like, yeah, I was walking down the street the other day, and he's just like, yeah. Walking down the street, doing that shit.
I was
shit,
like, no, walking down the street, ha ha, funny.
So
funny.
How is he even trying to defend? Oh, he's a crazy person.
Well,
yeah.
When you have Tourette's, you just start going, walking down the street.
Yeah.
Sorry. I got those echo Tourette's. Undiagnosed.
And I'm so happy he has his pre-video because he says, like, maybe I'll be up on stage. He really thought, he was adding to the show.
Yeah, it was
and
premeditated.
He was part of the show.
He flat out said, I might hit him just to get attention. Like, you premeditated this so hard.
That the rest of the crowd can hear it, so I'm hoping if I just ignore him, he's going to stop, and he doesn't. And finally, after a half an hour, it's like, dude, you shut the fuck up. You don't have to fucking comment on everything. He's like, all right, he's just doing that shit. But I love you. He's like saying shit like that.
I even said I loved him.
And, I was trashing him and all that shit.
I did love him.
So afterwards, I ended up meeting him after the show.
I didn't
and
talk.
He ended up telling me that he had Tourette's.
Oh,
And then somebody on the show goes,
and then he looked at me.
Tourette's. We didn't know if you should throw him out. It's like, why don't you fucking tell me that? Before I make a fucking ass out of myself.
What, I have to disclose?
Here's my question. Is that
Wait a minute. He thinks I have to disclose it. Hold on. Time out.
You know, I was trashing him and all that shit.
Pause him then. Time out.
So afterwards, I ended up meeting him. After the show, and he ended up telling me that he had Tourette's.
Oh, he's playing it back.
And then somebody on the show goes, yeah, he had Tourette's. We didn't know if you should throw him out. It's like, why don't you fucking tell me that before I make a fucking ass out of myself? I felt terrible.
But you felt terrible?
Is that a form of Tourette's? I thought Tourette's, you're cursing your brains out, or you make weird noises, or you do some sort of physical tick.
Wait. Dude, he didn't know what Tourette's was
until he heard
what Bill Burr described. And he was like, oh, shit, I got to do those three things you just said. That's what Tourette's are, right?
Yeah, so now all of a sudden he's doing it.
He's literally just doing those exact, like, he's not doing anything other than the things Bill Burr said.
I can't believe they threw out one of the original meme kings, Tourette's dad, threw him right out of a Bill Burr concert.
I can't wait to see him again.
Remember Tourette's dad?
You know, I'm in a Baptist church. You know?
A Baptist church.
Except doing it in a way that eggs on the fucking speaker and actually annoys the shit out of me. Well, maybe that's my temperament. I have no idea.
You're a dummy, man. You don't have any...
That's my question. There's somebody out there in the medical field.
He wants doctors to call it to him.
Because you know the problem, too, is like when there are people, crazy people like this, if they're listening to a podcast or watching, like, you know, his stand-up, he thinks that Bill Burr's talking directly to him.
Yeah.
And the problem is right then, he was talking directly to him. So it made it worse.
Anyway, you guys heard what I heard. He made me, he singled me out. He thought I should disclose my disability before the show. This is discrimination at its finest. People sue over a hot cup of coffee, like I said.
Like I see that Seinfeld.
I'd like to hear what you guys have to think. If there's a lawyer out there that would fucking want to comment, contact me. I'm here and I'm ready and able to take action against fucking
Jim,
this guy.
Should we get Patterson Knightley on the show?
I was thinking that too. We could easily get Patterson Knightley, right?
Should we not even talk to
him? I mean,
like, guys, what are you doing?
No, but Patterson Knightley is literally just like, it's a young Jim and them.
No. We don't want him.
We'll just be taking Patterson Knightley under our wing.
We don't need him as a fan.
We'll turn Patterson Knightley into the next Jim and them.
Yeah, I think Mike's on to something.
Yeah, right. Well, let's just send him the address. Have him come down.
Jim, leave a comment with our phone number. And be like, hey, we know some lawyers. Give us a call.
Oh, this is Patterson Knightley. This is not just your random... walking down the street.
Yeah, this is Patterson Knightley. It's not just some random video on YouTube.
Push around. No, I am Patterson from Patterson Knightley. All my fans have
All my fans are currently eating bugs.
They weren't even aware of my disability, but I had to come out with it.
Yeah, I'd never made it apparent, even though I can't go 10 seconds without it. I mean, in his defense, maybe he hit it because all his previous videos were 42 seconds long.
Yeah, 43 seconds, he Tourette's out.
I don't know about Patterson Knightley. I don't really have... Because of this whole situation, I've been
end of an era, Jim.
Oh, man.
Patterson Knightley's finally
on the current events.
Anyways, I gotta go smoke this star joint.
It's gonna be weird living in a world where you wake up and you don't have Patterson Knightley to fall asleep to.
Fucking motherfucker! I wanted to be a comedian.
I can't imagine anything that would make me more antsy than someone with Tourette's having a talk show. Like, you would always be on edge.
Yeah.
You'd see, because you'd be having, like, a deep discussion. I'm a fuck puss.
Or, like, a crazy person pretending to have Tourette's.
The problem with these Orlando shootings is we're whitewashing all the victims. This was Latin America. Fuck shit.
They will never hire me, you know, as a fellow comedian or the Comedians Guild or whatever.
Comedians Guild.
What is he talking about?
Fucking uppers, upper level echelon place that that they have.
And now for an interview with the
child
that's been hiccuping for 7 years.
Fuck.
Jim, is there some early Patterson Knightleys we can compare it to? I want to see this guy. Because this guy clearly said he wanted to be a comedian. I want to get this guy's cadence. I want to hear a little bit of his charisma. If we're going to take him under our wing, I want to know what I'm dealing with.
We start at the bottom, but we're going to rise to the top because that's what we do. We are
Patterson.
We are Patterson Knightley.
You haven't heard his
Well, before we get to that, he's got a few more Bill Burr things This is where he says, "Oh, he's his brother."
Wait, yeah. Why is he? Why is he his brother?
How are you doing?
Good.
Obviously, a lot of you have mixed emotions about Patterson Knightley, and I do too. This whole thing was just a.
These are all.
Act as if.
These are all in chronological order, so this is after the one we just watched where he was ending Patterson Knightley.
Oh, okay,
so
his face right there is kind of what I always picture his face as.
Sad ploy for me to get in touch with a brother that has abandoned me since we were children.
Wait, Jim. So he's admitting that the Tourette's were fake, but now he's claiming it was just because he wanted attention because he's his disenfranchised, long-lost brother?
Yeah, of course. You didn't see that coming, Mike?
Also, this means no
Jim, pass. Why aren't we just talking to the man himself at Patterson Knightley?
Bill doesn't talk about me much. we had a parting of ways at a really young age when he...
Bro,
I was always a little bit taller.
Getting disability
and a bit,
is the best.
You just have a YouTube
a little bit
channel.
Smarter
you live
in
a two-story
and,
house.
You know.
Wait, he's saying that the only reason they're not friends anymore is because he was taller and smarter than him.
Yeah. And if you know anything about Bill Burr, he can't handle that. He's very insecure.
He was
guy.
Real annoyed because kept eating.
I
his
was
girlfriend.
Too handsome.
His girlfriend's always getting eaten out by me and. Then they'd be like, "Oh, that was so good. Can you do it again?" Then I'd say yes, and then Bill would be like, "Come on, dude, stop."
He's always screaming,
"Stop eating my girlfriend's
he's screaming
out!"
Fuck right into their clits.
We were the best of friends.
Fuck.
We were the best brothers, and we always had each other's back until one year I had to upgrade to a size 12 shoe, and Bill Burr was still a 10.5.
Yeah, we both walked. We walked
really
into a.
He really didn't. Couldn't handle it.
We walked into a 7-Eleven and. Looked up at the security footage and it showed us the height meter and it was pretty apparent that I was taller than he was and he started getting
like
all crazy and he couldn't handle it.
A
10 years ago
and
today,
I always picked on him
me.
Too. You know, I wasn't a good big brother, and sadly, I was a big brother, but he was 10 years older than me. So,
what?
As I grew taller than him, he was
classic.
18 and I was 8. And
you were taller than him
at first. For years, he put me down. And,
that's what I mean. Is this guy just a genius? Is this guy just a genius comedian?
I mean, but imagine if you're Bill Burr, you're 18. And all of a sudden, your mom has this 8-year-old son that's taller than you. You'd be pissed too.
I would be furious.
I would never talk to my brother again if he was taller than me when he was 8 and I was 18.
But what if this guy is just a genius?
Jim, I can't handle it. Jim, I can no longer handle this.
How do we not know?
I need to hear Patterson Knightley.
Well, hopefully he gets to that $18 tier and we can fly
him
out.
He was all about himself. Mr. Big Bill Burr, comedian, wannabe, warehouse guy, driving forklifts around. And just didn't have time for his little brother. And at one point, years later, I confronted him.
Dunked right on him.
And I beat him in a fight to a pulp. And he said, "Don't ever fucking talk to me again. We're done." And,
So I hopped in my Lamborghini and I drove away.
I didn't
away.
Think he meant forever.
I didn't
forever,
really think about it a lot until
but,
this recently.
You know, he moved away. He got this gig in comedy and,
I just,
and he was serious.
I went
and,
off and created
I got,
Windows.
You know,
the
I got into my own troubles.
Primarily
because,
used on
you know,
Microsoft.
That's what happens when families are torn apart through violence. And, finally.
Stop the violence.
After getting released from jail. I decided to find Bill and reconcile, and I tried to call him
Bill
a few
Burr
times.
Went to jail?
Answer.
Oh, no, this guy did. Oh,
I did everything I could to get a hold of him.
LASIK surgery, my eyesight got so
Billy,
good I just
you know,
found
Burr,
him with
my
own
my
eyes.
Brother. And, my name is Patrick Burr.
As we all know, the world's flat, I just looked, and then I saw him. Saw him in the distance.
There he was, Bill Burr, my little older brother.
I'm so tall, I
just
can
a
see
normal,
over the curve of
a
the
normal,
curvature.
Brother that wants to have contact with his brother, and I decided maybe this Patterson Knightley thing would get his attention. He'd see me doing. Obviously, I failed.
He's really good at branding.
Thumbs down.
He's not giving up the
yells
Patterson
at
Knightley.
Me. Thinks I'm being serious.
Anyways,
satire
he's gonna be so surprised when he finds me in a stairwell.
Did you hear him? He's talking about. You know, he's always talking about all his Patterson Knightley fans. He's like,
yeah, clearly that didn't work. Everybody just gives me thumbs down. It says I'm crazy.
Hey, and he called it satire, right? I'm doing satire. You don't understand?
Yeah, everybody just keeps thumbs downing my satire.
So I'm waiting for him at his home, or really our home when I think about it. And he's going to be so surprised.
Yeah, you see Bill Burr walking in the back door. Hey, what the fuck are you doing in my house? Hey.
Really just gone beyond anything any of you Patterson Knightley fans can comprehend, and I get that. You know, it's we're in the 2016 era where the dumbing down of the nation has pretty much eradicated.
Well, maybe you'll understand when I put on this Bill Burr skin mask.
And I wasn't trying to
it's me, Bill Burr.
Wait, Jim, does he want us? And when I say us, I mean Patterson Knightley fans. Oh, does he want us to like him or hate him? Because we, and when I say we, I mean all of us Patterson Knightley fans out there.
Of course, yeah.
does he want us on his side or not?
Wait, you're a Patterson Knightley fan?
He goes back and forth.
You joined the paddy wagon?
You're a part of the paddy wagon?
On the paddy wagon.
I'm on the paddy wagon.
Holy shit. You guys know the paddy wagon handshake?
It really brings people together, that Patterson Knightley.
Wow.
I had no idea we were all so into Patterson Knightley.
Judge my
Patterson Burr is my favorite.
Stuff is a little sad, but I forgive you. You know, you're just people.
The
you know,
Reapers wait behind them to take
sadly.
Them.
You think Billy is funny, and I do too. Don't get me wrong; he's a funny guy. He's my brother. I just want, and then I actually got front row seats to this show with my fiance, thinking I'd introduce them.
She's talking about it right now.
Give me the time of day.
So he's talking about this fiance.
Flipped out as if I was a common person in the crowd, and it was just flabbergasting. Is that a word, flabbergasting? I don't know, but it
well,
took
if I don't know, Bill doesn't know because I'm smarter than he is.
Of when he picked on me growing up. You know, our father was a dentist. He was equal to us all. He kind of favored me. I think I was the baby. And
I was the smart one.
I was the tallest baby.
Everyone thought I was 18. I was always going to rated R movies when I was 6.
I could climb it out of the crib like Jack Skellington.
I kept pretty obvious.
Stepping over my crib
by now, but I have to
skittering around the house.
I kept dunking on LeBron. I was 11.
The half wits and whatever you may be out there that watched the show,
full wits,
and that became weird fans of Patterson Knightley were.
Yeah, those like weird fans.
He's acting like he's got stalkers or weirdos out there.
I can't believe that I was doing Patterson Knightley and this guy who kept repeating back the things I was saying, and I had to, you know, shut him down a little bit. He claimed to be my brother.
Some sort of Jim and them or something out there. They're just obsessed with Patterson
Dude,
Knightley.
Dude, can we become Patterson Knightley's
Patterson Knightley? Yes, we can.
Say, you know, you hate the show and I'm retarded and all this stuff.
Is this Bill Burr's brother, though? Honestly, it probably is.
Weird stuff,
look at him.
I take it with a grain of salt.
I honestly feel like this guy had never heard of Bill Burr, and then someone was like, hey, you look like Bill Burr. And he's like, who?
He's like,
oh, this comedian. And then he was just obsessed with Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love him. He's my brother.
This is not a comedy show.
What do you mean, my brother?
What it was reaching out to my brother, Bill Burr. And,
yeah,
Bill,
he said
Patrick.
That like it was
I'm
true.
I'm telling the world now
and, yeah,
about
and my
this
brother,
because
Bill Burr,
you
the
have
comedian.
Failed to respond through any means. You did the podcast about Tourette's.
Did
I thought that would maybe
a
way that you're reaching out, but you haven't contacted me since. You know, I haven't been to another show yet. And
yet.
No, I'm waiting for you to reach out to me now. This is my last edition of Patterson Knightley.
No, it's not.
Obviously, because I don't know what the fuck who Patterson is. Or the whole thing was
but
just.
But thank God, I was
you know,
so
was,
horrified.
You know me, Bill. You,
thus
we
the
grew up
why would
you?
Why would you play me like
weird.
That, Patterson Knightley?
You know, and I guess you held that against me. You have new friends now. You're famous, and you don't have time for your brother. But it's about time to put that all aside, and
give you tall, smart
invitation
brother
at dinner. Chrissy and I would love to have you over, but it's gone on too
long.
His eyes
are gonna just float right out of
his
head.
None of us deserve it, you know? We have nothing, you know, the beating
anyway,
was one
I'm
thing,
sit
you know?
In my living room
you deserved
with a windbreaker
it. You
on
were getting arrogant,
video.
Anyways,
and
let me flip this camera around. Bill Burr tied to a chair.
I did my time for the other assault and battery case, but that was another story. The guy was in my face, in my girl's face, and I had to do what I had to do.
No girl, no guy.
Anymore. I'm actually a Buddhist. I promote peace. I'm in recovery from drugs and alcohol. I was actually a clinician recently, and I'm taking the test tomorrow on your birthday to be
he knows Bill Burr's
to get my
birthday.
License in,
Fuck,
in the
man.
Field so I can help others.
He's not taking
affliction.
A
That's
test.
Caused
he's
you don't
gonna
think
be,
he's going to be a clinician?
And I think a lot of my drug use stems from the fact that you left me to fend for myself, your little brother. But
Your tall, anyway, drug-addled little brother.
6'8", genius brother who is so tall he could buy drugs.
Insanity. Pseudo-insanity, because it was, you know, like I said, a ploy to contact my brother. Now, if you guys would be nice enough to
let Bill
Burrell
know,
you know, reach out to him and say, hey, just talk to
all
me.
My listeners that know
guy's
Bill
hurting,
personally.
Obviously. I'm not going to cry.
Obviously, I've got a huge
show.
Swath of listeners.
Still a Patterson Knightley for whatever reason. I'm not going to start crying and begging you. But
yeah, I'm not going to cry and beg about Jim.
Anyways,
back
one
to the
last
musical
time.
Guest, the Beatles!
To reach back, then I guess I'll just give up and go my own way. I have other plans for a new YouTube
show. I'm
going to
go hang out with my sister,
where I'm
going to
be advocating
Gritty.
And
whoa,
helping. I'd like to interview different people.
A Patterson Knightley spinoff?
Oh, did he mention a spinoff?
He's saying he wants to have a new show where he interviews people. Jim and them could get interviewed on the Patterson Knightley spinoff.
I would love to be interviewed
or in recovery
on the Patterson Weekly
talk
show.
Talk to them about the creative things they've done.
All right.
And the things that they can offer.
I'm in recovery, Patterson.
Beyond,
also, I'm your little brother.
Typical thought of degradation and stealing and robbery and all these things that people think addicts are, because that's not what we are. We're people. They give back
we're
to society.
We're crazy people.
We're sick.
The country was taken from us
can be
by the pilgrims.
Time, and I'm living proof. I mean, I'm still a little bizarre, obviously, this whole Patterson Knightley Bill Burr thing. But you guys get it now.
You know,
it should
the whole
all
Patterson Knightley Bill Burr phenomenon that's sweeping the nation.
This time,
you know, the big feud. It's like Taylor and Kanye.
And the ones that have, you know, send a message to Bill and say,
Bill
hey,
Burr,
man, just reach out. He's reaching out. If you can, if you have it in your heart, but this is taking too much out of me. And I'm sick of beating around the bush. This is what it is.
I'm sick of pretending I got diseases
Bill,
I don't
Patrick,
have just to lure my
Patty,
fake brother into loving
me. Remember
me,
Patty?
Again.
Come on, man. It's
I love that
years,
this guy was like doing landscaping
me,
or whatever
just
his day job
contact
is.
Contact me.
And then he's
and
like, I'll just say I'm his brother. That'll get people
like
to tell him to call
Thanks,
me.
Man.
Yeah.
I'll see you soon, hopefully.
I'm gonna finally
Keep
be able to close Patterson's pool cleaner forever.
I sent you my number. Let's do this. All right. Thanks, everybody.
So, yeah, that was the last one. Okay. Last word on Bill Burr. This is not the last word, by the way.
Oh,
this is a short one.
I like how he says William Bill.
like that's his burn, I think.
Oh, you mean William?
I'm sorry, everybody. Bill Burr declined to do an interview. He was he's a negative person, and he's very angry. So I'm
in
not
his room.
Against negative people, but, you know, I guess that's just the way he is. Who am I to judge? And
his brother.
I feel sorry for him, but someday maybe he'll get better. But you can tell if you watch his shows that you can tell that negativity is not just his act. He's a very negative and demeaning person, and he's not a good person at all. But at least we know that now. So I would say don't watch.
I have
Bill
no ill will.
If you have a chance.
Bad person.
He's negative, and his humor, although it seems funny, that's how he is. So just feel sorry for the guy, but don't watch him. He's negative.
Yeah. So now he's even past the point of this is a comedian.
Man, I'm annoyed that we're out of Patterson Knightley videos.
What a sad
I wanted
video
more.
To
we
be
have
the
another
last
one.
Oh.
Wait,
another
what?
One.
Oh, the longest one of all?
Where is he?
This is actually from today.
What?
This is Patterson Knightley clarifications.
Oh, dude, he's at night.
He actually had a live stream press conference last night that was like an hour, but
oh
I missed it.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, how was all of it, Jim?
I have it saved. I haven't gone through it yet. It's on my other computer. I was like, oh, thank God, Patterson Knightley. What I did
I can
see,
make it through another day and not
do you have
put
mobile,
a gun in my mouth because Patterson Knightley's
for,
still there.
You have mobile alerts for Patterson Knightley?
What I did see was mostly him being like, oh, it's not working. This thing isn't working. And like,
I have to download an encoder.
Patterson Knightley needs us, Jim.
But here's some clarifications on Patterson Knightley.
I believe we about doubled the subscriber base that we had.
He's at 40 subscribers.
I like how that's clearly not his car, but he wants people to think it is.
A given.
Oh, this is cool guy Patterson. He's got his sunglasses on.
How can I say this? The polarization of what's been happening.
Not like
within
that.
The country as a whole.
Oh, by the way, the first video was in February, so this has been going on. These are all like the.
He releases a video
it's
every
2 months.
It's
been getting
wow.
more and more.
Patterson and monthly.
Even between.
Or I guess March 1st it was.
Different individuals, you know, in certain sectors of society and social media. In
no,
the real world,
sense.
I I'm one who's a genuine. You're not going to see me change too much.
We saw you fake Tourette's for a whole video.
Yeah, you're not going to see me. You're not going to see me change.
I'm the genuine article. I'm real.
I'm a real.
You're not going to see me lie and say I have a disease and then double back on that lie and claim that it was to meet my brother that isn't actually my brother.
Yeah. He's every video's been a lie, but he's genuine.
A bigger and bigger lie. It's never been a bigger lie than this.
And feels what he says, but
my next video, I'm gonna be breathing underwater because I can do that.
You guys ever seen a fleece flannel vest? That, I've never seen
not
one
until
of
now.
He had a corduroy jacket before.
Once in a lifetime experience going to this Bill Burr show. I don't even like to. I didn't even want to keep talking about this, but it's funny because
there's nothing he wants to do more than talk about this.
That didn't even bother me. It didn't even bother me at all.
I'm having a hard time thinking of a single thing that he would rather do than just talk about this forever.
Bill Burr, call me out, call me a dope, and it was like water on a duck's back. You know, just let it slide.
Unfortunately, today I had to stop talking about it to eat. I really didn't like that, but hey, I have to eat to live.
He's acting like people are banging down his door to ask him about this, and he's constantly talking about it.
A lot of people asking me what my diet consists of. Mostly freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches, like the astronauts eat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Reported to the LAPD and NYPD, which I live in Massachusetts, so it was kind of bizarre, but on Reddit...
Oh, yeah, some kids... Some people on Reddit did see these videos, and they called the police because they were concerned.
They
which is,
police?
Like, I on one hand, I get it, but on the other hand, it's like... Don't be so, like, you're not involved. Like, if Bill Burr thinks
you're
this
not
is a
Bill
thing,
Burr's brother,
yeah,
he's
you know
a
what I
family.
Mean? Yeah.
You get involved with blood, bro.
Like, I guess on one hand, I do understand. I mean, someone was shot at their meet and greet, but
stay out of family matters.
Last night, and I thank him a lot. I forget his name. I think it was
come by on the chat. He's literally right outside Bill Burr's house,
you know. But it was Arabic, so you know, it sounds weird, but it was Arabic.
What are you talking about? I missed
the... Oh, he's talking about it's like a Reddit user was named Suck My Dick, but he thinks it's an Arabic name.
And we think it was Suck My Dick. You know, but it was Arabic, so, you know, it sounds weird.
He
kept playing
this
song.
Type 5, dropping his
yeah, these are his bits.
This song just kept playing. It was like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun 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 dun. And like you thought it was over, but then it was like dun 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 dun.
It's not my cup of tea, but it's kind of infectious, you know. I actually married to Javi. I'm his wife.
Name, and you know, who am I to say if that's not his name or not? Another guy named John Doe.
Would anyone be surprised if at any moment he pulled out a gun and shot himself?
Anyway,
well.
I'm done with these dad jokes. What are dad jokes?
And like the,
they
call it snitching. The cop
niggers.
Call.
Oh, okay. I thought
people
he was going
really
another
in
way.
Danger out there, and these people are on heroin. They're overdosing.
Why is he talking like Christian Slater?
There's domestic violence. There's all kinds of stuff that need attention.
This
Orlando thing.
Yeah, this is the latest version of Better Than Ever.
That's talking to my cousin Christian Slater. Said,
law enforcement agencies.
Ah! Ah! Keep him on! Ah! Keep him on!
I'm gazing into the eyes of Patterson Knightley.
He lifted his sunglasses up.
I was expecting optic beams.
A guy acting.
I was expecting
YouTube
two little mouths.
So under the comedy section. Heath. Is being threatening to another comedian.
Yeah, this is where he's trying to say he was just acting in those videos, and they were all like,
"Oh, he was."
This
being,
is he's being he's goofing. It was all a goof.
Haven't you guys seen Mr. Pregnant? I was doing a Mr. Pregnant.
He did have another video, I guess, where people are saying he mentioned that he had a gun, but he took that video down.
Is Patterson Knightley on Twitter?
And that worried him.
Don't
and
worry.
Then,
as
know,
I ask that, I'm looking at us.
Is what I call them, the mindless sheep that follow Bill Burr.
like me.
You know, they're right on the bandwagon. When one of them says something, they're all, you know, and I don't know how Bill Burr could even stand to have that kind of fan base.
Just,
he takes their money, I understand that, but it's just like, I wouldn't even want those people's money. It wouldn't be worth it to me.
I don't want those weirdos
in
my fans.
Money than take, you know, these ignorant morons' money, because you know Bill doesn't have to be too creative in his work anymore. I noticed that he repeats the same jokes over and over, and he even said he was getting, he noticed himself getting sick of that, which is
pretty pathetic if you ask me. But,
I went ahead and Googled it just in case. I Googled Patterson Knightley, and it's just him posting another podcast's Reddits about his Google Hangouts.
Nice, nice. So he is on Reddit. You can message him on there.
And I never wanted to help him, so that was kind of funny at the show. However, let's be clear about this. Bill Burr mentioned me. I went to his show. I paid $800 to go see him at Foxwoods Resort.
$800?
Leap Day. Leap Year this year.
He always messed that up.
With my fiance. I had the meet and greet.
Also my fiance.
Talked about Tourette syndrome. He brings it up in his podcast about me. And so he brought me up. And so I already had started Patterson Knightley. I figured,
can't wait till he proves
about
that
this.
His fiance
and
is
then
real. It's
it,
just
it
him in a
like,
mop with a mop,
you know,
on his head.
Story in itself. And it's a story.
I keep forgetting to introduce all of you to my beautiful
like,
fiance.
Balloon tits and
how
like lipstick that's around his lips.
Oh, he's got wax lips, yeah.
It's me.
He has the Conan O'Brien like mouth moving in a picture of a woman.
He's on Google Plus. So you can't add him.
This guy looks like when you put eyes on your chin and
Bill
do that mouth thing.
Idiots just that follow him and that think they're protecting him. He doesn't give a shit about you. He could care. He couldn't care any less about any one of you. If you have money to pay,
wake up, people.
But the thing that pissed me off,
Patterson Knightley's woke,
Mr. Burr.
Yeah, he's woke
was
as
fuck. The
fact
that now on Reddit, where I found out
just like
stuff,
blind
read
as
about
fuck
it and went on and explained to each and every one of these. Dimwit people that they really needed to rethink their
even the,
you know,
crickets are afraid of
them.
It's fucking,
you know,
dead quiet.
Like,
he's in the middle of the forest. There's no noise.
Anytime somebody starts,
ain't no crickets in my
life. Animals all closing their eyes so you can't see the glow.
On one hand, you think on one night you're just enjoying the serene sounds of the crickets. Next thing you know, you try to be friends with them and they all leave. They never even like crickets anyways.
You know,
I hate crickets.
I always grew up with a latent ability to control crickets, so they've been to my will. But I never made a big deal about being able to control crickets with my mind. I just moved on. And now all the crickets in the world are dead.
Patterson Knightley isn't on Facebook or Twitter.
I guess he's only on Reddit.
He's a YouTube Reddit exclusive.
I heard him saying he couldn't figure out the difference between affect and effect. And when
man,
we're
imagine
like a half
PewDiePie
hour
hanging podcast out with this guy. Ooh, it writes
dude,
itself. Vitalized. Ooh.
I don't think it's very. Both my parents were in the education field, but
yeah, sure they were.
That's not something that I learned because of that. That was something that's.
Wait,
just
your
like
dad's a dentist.
One's with an A, one's with an E. I don't
want
to
talking about?
I don't want to confuse the guy.
Bill Burr's dad. He's a dentist.
I mean, I want him to.
Jimmy,
do
he posted
well
another video 7 hours ago. It's titled Urgent
better.
Message.
Oh, shit.
Here comes the suicide
well, you know,
video.
Watch what they're doing because, you know, the cops don't give a fuck.
Yeah, this video we're watching now, that was 9 hours ago.
Oh, fuck.
This new one is 7 hours ago.
On a comedy section of YouTube.
We still have 10 minutes left of it.
You know. But now Opie and Andy have reached out to me.
No, it's not even the show.
Be, in contact
no, you don't
with
like
them.
Opie
please,
and Andy?
Please contact me tomorrow, and we'll talk. I've been doing live shows, answering any all questions.
He's been doing live shows.
I'm going to start a podcast.
Google Hangouts.
And,
yeah,
get
Google
more
Hangouts.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I'm more of like an intellectual person. Like
yeah,
to talk
that's
about
true.
Politics. You got Bill Burr here talking. First he said he likes Trump, and then now. I just heard this thing that he can't stand Trump, and he's a, I don't know what the hell he was saying, but.
who can keep it? Track at this
Trump
point of words?
Would be exponentially better than the snake Hillary.
This guy likes
not
Trump?
To, not
he,
to dwell
what?
On Bill Burr, but he's so hypocritical.
What's his opinion
and
on Orlando?
He, you know, thank God he's not running for anything because the guy doesn't stand for
Bill Burr.
He's not a
thank God.
He's not a big moral guy.
Thank God, Bill like Burr. Like I would never vote.
I would
for
never
him.
Vote
like,
for Bill Burr.
Except I guess I would.
This guy would definitely vote for Bill Burr.
Snake.
He writes in Bill Burr at every election that he's banned from.
And now what is this?
What
was
dyslexic,
it?
Could be
Moral Animal by who?
Moral Animal: Why We Are the Way We Are, the New Science of Evolutionary Psychology. So that's how he found a book. To hold up, to back up how he's
in
an intellectual.
In that swamp, he found a book.
Well, if you're dyslexic, it could be easier for you to read it. And also mirror imaged. but it's called The Moral Animal.
And, exactly shots at dyslexic people.
And his fans, especially. His fans have no morals. They've fucking threatened my life. You know, I had to report some of them.
But the, I thought the he was like snitches.
Is, I've been
did Bill Burr write that book? I don't think he did. What are we talking about?
R. Bill Burr.
I like to think that this guy just splashed around a pond in those
comments,
fisherman pants.
I can't respond, even though my.
I like to think he has a fake cop badge that
so
he uses
to
go places he's not supposed to.
This one. Maybe I'll do a package deal with that and the fact that he made fun of my disability.
Cherry.
You mean your fake Tourette's that you don't have?
I'm sure.
He just put a heart.
Oh yeah, even he's having a hard time keeping his nonsense in order. He's like the fucking New 52 canon. He's like, I don't know. There's like three Supermans. I can't keep track of all of it.
How am I supposed to keep track of all this?
How am I supposed to keep track of all my lies?
Just go with it.
My various lies. It's all right. Yeah, I made one mistake. I'm sorry.
Well, what you guys don't understand, these Patterson Knightley videos, they've been setting up a bigger world. And you've been paying attention.
Yeah, what if this is just an augmented reality game? Yeah.
I'm all about this Patterson Knightley headcanon he's got going on.
Barrettes.
Sorry, it's not some marble. It's not a Bill Burr quip fest over here.
Barrettes.
Probably laced with codeine and acid, but, you
know. Codeine and acid? It's going nuts.
That's how their brain works. That's comedy to them. And
I like to think
he's
sinking slowly
stuff,
in a quicksand pit filming
this. Fat people jokes.
Well,
that's like
my
that.
Last word.
See, he's better than fart stuff and fat people jokes.
Somebody,
yeah, no, he's way better.
If you want to learn
he's
something,
an intellectual.
You can also
did you see the book he
time.
Had?
I'm the guy to come to. And, you know, I've got some opportunities coming up. And
no, you don't.
Shoots up school.
Yeah, I can't think of a person on the planet with less opportunities than Patterson Knightley.
I just suggest you don't say
and I like no baby.
Give me the head of CBS. Have you seen this Patterson Knightley show?
I just can't stand ignorance.
Hold the phone up to the YouTube. Listen to this.
Nelson Murdoch. Yeah? Have you heard of Patterson Knightley? He's like, yeah, why? Wait, is he willing to come on Fox?
Whatever you want to say. I just don't like it.
Hey, it's Bill Burr, you know that new sound you're looking for? Listen to this.
Lie after lie. Anybody I would consider classy, if anything.
Hey, selfie.
I would call you kind of trashy. But
I won't.
Hey, you thrive on that. And you made a few $1 million.
Dude, I love how below him Bill Burr is now. In the span of 4 months.
I guess that's what you wanted to do.
Like, hold on a second.
All right.
Like, what he's saying here, let's go back to another one. Let's go. Here we go.
Hello. This is Patterson Knightley's special edition. Behind me, in any moment, Bill Burr
he's
will be coming on stage. And eventually, I expect to be up there with him. Not tonight, I don't think, unless I plan on going to jail, which I don't. At the meet and greet, I'm going to see if he'll talk with me. And if he doesn't, I might swing. You know, all right. I
guess it always
it's weird because it's like the same video, but now it's like, wait, what? Did I already watch this? Do I have brand new eyes and ears?
I don't want to hurt him. But I just I gotta get his
fucking
attention.
Fucking book it, Eli, or else
he'll
be like,
he
was in front of me all along.
No one brought up that you want to hurt him except you.
I can put him on Patterson Knightley.
All right. Yeah, he could put him on Patterson Knightley.
Man, wouldn't it be great if Patterson Knightley put Jim and
them
on the map?
Welcome to Patterson NPR, where
I'm excited to find out what his urgent announcement is.
He's covered in blood. Like, listen, you're gonna hear a lot of lies in the media.
I've got an urgent announcement. I'm literally sinking in quicksand as we speak.
Oh, there I go.
You know, it's up to my chin. I'm so tall. I'm actually touching the bottom.
1 to 30 is your fan base. They're a loyal bunch, but it's pretty easy to brainwash somebody that doesn't have much service.
1 year old
scrub
easy.
Now. Anyway, good night, Patterson Knightley. Signing off. And I'll be live tomorrow night.
I'll announce it.
Live event, maybe a news
also,
conference,
I forgot.
Depending on
fucking,
the media.
Fucking Tourette's
shit. We'll be in touch. And
also,
I don't want to burst into his buddy's bubble, but
he's got any, a check for
bubble. But get
dollars.
It? Hey, you guys think that's funny, right? Ooh, anybody that says any stupid shit, I pay no heed. I let you know earlier.
Care.
It's just.
Thought he was going to have some badass.
I've never once cared about what
I like
anyone
that
thinks.
All his videos used to be 40 seconds when he, and then he heard about this and didn't care, and now he has 10-minute videos.
It's irritating. You know, you must irritate yourself. Why don't you just save that shit for another time?
Ooh.
Another person that
it's probably
care.
Like his seventh
maybe
take.
Maybe one of Bill Burr's audience members. I don't think he likes to listen to that shit. He talks enough of himself. He's sick of himself. I heard him say he wanted to slam his head through a plate glass window.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll do it for you.
Had to make a pie. That's kind of, you know, he's your hero. But anyway, good night.
Is he talking to a mirror?
All right, let's see. What's his...
see what his urgent message
urgent
is.
Message.
Minute? All right.
Oh, man. News conference. He had a he had two. Do we watch his news conference first? All right, now let's watch his urgent message because it's shorter. Let's see. Ooh.
What is happening?
Hey, one last thing. As far as people who make comments on Patterson Knightley, I'd like positive comments, meaning happy, hopeful.
This was urgent.
Joyful, grateful, stuff like that.
Thank God he got this out there before things could spiral out of control.
finger pointing, victimizing, threatening. It's all pathetic. It's trash, okay? I don't like trash. So, positive up, negative.
He's just based. Well, so, Jim, if it's all about positivity, let's read some of the comments.
Oh, yeah, there must be some good ones.
And,
just an update, still don't care about any of the comments on my videos.
My little deep web thing, and if I find out who you are, then...
What?
I'll have a chat.
Threats.
Yeah, let's deep web us.
Let's find out what people had to say about this video.
He's going to get on the deep web. Let's see.
Man caught immediately trying to hire a hitman to kill Bill Burr.
Where's the live show? I was hoping this would finally be the suicide. Can we hurry the process along? This is getting dull. Dude, don't say that to Patterson Knightley. That's not cool. My uncle killed himself and
still hurts. Oh, this is definitely Patterson.
Yeah, it's just his other account.
Hack Benny's is just Patterson Knightley's alt.
You're the best dude. You can count on me as a Patter fan.
Ooh.
No, it's the fucking paddy wagon, dummy.
Oh, Mike Steele.
Oh, what?
That's someone as Sherrod Small, so they're just trolling. What is the deep web thing? Oh, Mike Steele.
What? Who?
I think the way...
Of Jim and them?
Oh, wow. It's the actual Mike Steele. I think the way Bill has treated you is silly. I love that you speak the truth, brother. Call my radio show. I'd love to talk to you personally. Our studio line 701-214-5941. Stay strong and stay woke, my dude. Keep fighting the good fight. Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't it be awesome? Yeah, I agree. Wouldn't it be great if Patterson Knightley, on a video about how positive comments mean a lot to him, would maybe respond to one of these positive comments?
No, he's going to max headroom us and hack into our feed, and then we won't be able to get him off, and then he's in the house.
Because you know that he uploaded this video and then just fucking stared at his phone like every comment.
Waiting for that wave of positivity to come through.
He needs it. He feeds off of it.
Pay heed. That's it.
Jesus.
What category is it under, Jim?
Comedy.
Of course.
Oh, it's just
Patterson
under comedy.
From the State Senate.
Hey. What's up, everybody?
I'll just listen to rooster noises in my convertible.
Patterson Knightley. I guess I got to get honest with everybody. So, you know, they stopped being so concerned about the prospect of Bill Burr being attacked by some wacko stalker. If he is ever in danger, it won't be because of me.
Is he doing the thing where it's like, I'm also concerned about this stalker everyone's talking about. Who would dare?
If anyone has any tips, is the local police.
I'm trying to find these videos. Everyone's saying there's a Bill Burr as a stalker. Who could that be?
You see him drive through a car wash with the top down, like, during his video.
I'm a former stalker. I was trying to get Prince, or, you know, the artist formerly known as Prince, only because he changed his name to a symbol, and I figured anybody that would do something that
crazy
is
damn, he's pulling out
deserves to die, you know?
What?
Sadly.
Wait, you know what? This guy's
Jim, what's the bit?
This guy's a stand-up. He goes up on stage and he tries that. He's like, hey, I was trying to look for Prince. Like, the night after Prince dies. So, everybody, I was trying to find that guy, Prince. Or, you know, the artist formerly known as Prince. Changed his name to, like, a symbol.
It's retarded.
Anyone do something retarded like that deserves to die. And then he just waits for the laughter.
I know there's an audience there. I can hear you guys snoring.
Huh? Tough crowd.
You know how easy an AR-15 is to sneak into a comedy club?
I have been taken seriously.
He has a driver's license and films his show as he drives around.
Slow to comprehend faction of the community on Reddit.
There's just
and,
seven police
YouTube
cars behind him.
Hey, pay attention
actually,
to the road, yeah. Patterson.
I have a lot of hate mail and haters over something so stupid as a satirical
they said I'm
show
crazy.
Pretending to be pissed at Bill Burr.
Yeah, who would take
I
it
really
seriously
hope he's
when
not
you're
mad enough at me to
when you make a show
it,
about
so
being Bill Burr's brother?
And if those idiots had any common sense, they'd see me standing right next to Bill Burr, my arm around him at Foxwoods when I went through the meet and greet. $800 tickets, fun time. But I told him I had Tourette's, and he did the MMP Monday Morning Podcast the following Monday, and about an hour into it on 2:20.
He's still talking about his claim to fame that Bill Burr the biggest mistake Bill Burr ever made was bringing up this little moment that happened.
It means so
during
much
one of his
to
shows.
9:16. It's that podcast that he did. He talks about me and Tourette's and whether or not he's asking for help from a doctor just to see what Tourette's really entails.
Anyways, I'm on my way to my job
right
as a school teacher.
You know, screaming, fuck you, fuck, 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 fire, fire. But
no, he didn't do any of that.
So, you know, he rightly, I just didn't think he was, dumb enough to actually believe me when I told him.
Yeah,
what an idiot. So, Wilbur's so stupid.
He's so dumb. Obviously, he's a millionaire.
Obviously.
I'm his brother. You should have known that, right? Did I abandon the brother part? I forget.
I'm not jealous of him at all.
That's still canon
like
right now? I need a Crisis on Infinite Patterson Knightley.
He comes out in the cape every once in a while. And
yeah, that,
I just
that
don't want
Patterson Knightley universe
threatened,
is getting confused
with
the
haters.
Flash runs back in time and starts destroying the different Patterson Knightley universes.
What do you Bill Burr about
Patterson? Around the same time I went to see him.
But he didn't know about Patterson.
Having a good time. With the show, something.
You know,
it was just going to be something educational or something fun as a hobby.
He's
but
driving
then,
down the wrong way on the highway.
Bill,
he's just doing donuts in a cornfield.
Show, but then he got yelled at me and my fiance, and then he snapped at me again about 20 minutes later, and that whole thing happened. And instead of the, so then I still asked him for the endorsement, but he said no. So that's when I told him I had Tourette's. And
this guy
I
was
figured,
asking him
well,
to.
I didn't get the endorsement, but I could still use this
call out the show Patterson Knightley
to build up a fan base and maybe still
in a weird way he's being surprisingly honest right now.
Yeah, and it's been
one crazy
minded a little bit as far as my material, because it just. People made it that way because they reacted so much to the stupidness of the Bill Burr thing. But I'd like to
on Bill
change
Burr's
up
part,
a little bit
not,
and start talking
Patterson
about
politics,
having interviews,
Trump.
Like kind of like a talk show.
I know people
and
keep coming in for Bill Burr talks, but
again,
I ain't gonna talk about that anymore.
The podcast, not the podcast, the live streaming thing now. So last night I did one, but everybody gave up. But you can actually call in and come on at the same time as me, and I think you can talk to me either in chat or speaking, and we can see each other. But I would like it.
No, don't
people
see
showed
us
up 10 p.m. tonight. And please, if anybody knows any tips on how to make it,
how to use Google Hangouts,
best, live
please,
stream
if anyone, knows my password, so I can sign back into my Google
possibly,
account.
You know how to set it up. So
please
we can
help
talk.
Me. I completely forgot.
Leave it in the
I know one of the letters is uppercase,
anyway,
and I know there's a number in there, but I just
I
know it's Bill Burr something.
You know, every website needs a different password.
I don't think that one
thing about
what shit. Please, if you're Chinese, brother. Don't think I'm against China and threatening China.
What did I
don't
miss say to Chinese?
Comments down there saying,
Oh, my Chinese, you threaten China. You know, come on. It's pathetic. All right. Anyway, I'm out of here.
Oh, man.
That was an awful job.
Oh, he's pulling into Fry's to update his PC gaming rig.
1-800-542-4242. Walmart.
Walmart. Great place. They're obviously only place helping out all the small businesses.
A lot of people don't know is you can just drive into the Home and Garden Center because the doors just open when you get close enough to them. What are they going to do? Shoot me? Okay, I'm the one with the gun.
So there we go. That's the trials and tribulations of Patterson Knightley.
Isn't this just going to be the thing like with the Orlando shooter where like the FBI knew all this time and didn't do anything and Jim and them knew all this time this
Jim
guy was going to kill Bill
it.
Burr and no one did anything.
Jim and them was trying like hell to get someone to notice Patterson Knightley, but no one would.
Blood's yeah, I mean, he does have fans. Some political videos about police and ISIS and about Patterson Knightley officially endorses Donald Trump.
Wait, can we watch Patterson Knightley campaigning in Woodstock? It's 22 seconds long.
Oh, no.
Ooh, he's got a bucket hat.
It's the only thing I've ever cared about.
Trump! Just going in. Oh, a guy got near him, so he got awkward. No.
He got scared.
Trump! Donald Trump! That's his fiancée.
It is his fiancée. She's like, all right, enough of this.
Trump!
Patterson, you're going to go amazing. So viral.
Patterson Knightley campaigning for Trump.
I'm not ready. Only a minute. I'm not ready.
Oh, he does have a fiance, maybe.
Listen to her. I'm not ready.
He live in like Portland, Oregon.
Oh, he's near a Bernie, someone with a Bernie sign.
Getting him. And they're just ignoring him like Bill Burr should have done.
Oh, that's just the Patterson Knightley show.
Patterson, we know it's you. We're all big fans.
He has his tennis racket in tow.
That bucket hat can't fool us, Patterson. We can tell it's you. We all love you so much.
Is he Jim Cornette? What's he going to do with that tennis racket? That's where he keeps his gun, for sure, is in a tennis racket case. It's seven guns.
That's right.
Stop being lazy and a jerk and get a job.
Stop being lazy and a jerk and get a job. Like
oh, man, dude, he found the perfect woman.
His fiance is crazy, too.
Yeah, she's also a retard.
Oh, there she is. There she is.
Wait, where?
She's there.
Oh, road tripping.
Oh,
she's there.
No, road tripping. Oh, no, road tripping. Uh-oh. It's what we expected, right?
Yeah,
his
fiance, definitely.
His fiance is what we expected.
I'm surprised she doesn't have some palsy of some type.
Yo. Here we go. I said, who's my hoe? He's right over there, looking all sad like he don't care. What the fuck's he looking like that for?
Because I'm pissed at the fucking road.
He's pissed at the road.
Wait, this bit's actually
get
great.
Get out of the fucking way before he runs you over like a toad.
Because I'm pissed at the road.
Because he's pissed at
he's
the road.
He's bad at improv.
Running over toads. Holy shit, there
yeah,
comes
she's
the wife.
Than
you
him.
Better get in the left lane
that's
before
why took
we get
out of
our
all
brain
the videos.
Snaps. It's insane. People
right.
in Massachusetts.
Well, look how sane she makes Patterson Knightley seem.
You know, he had to sit down there. He's like, look.
You're taking some shine.
Patterson Knightley is kind of more about Patterson. For Patterson Knightley.
Yeah,
and I feel like...
With the focus groups are saying they would need it more Patterson focused.
I don't want you really... You're kind of... Patterson needs to be the hero of Patterson Knightley. It's not really about
what's
you.
What's the over-under that she's buried in his backyard right now? We've never seen her since these videos.
Drive so crazy. They drive with the heavy foot. They ain't lazy.
And
they're
she
up
likes
on
rap,
your bumper.
Apparently.
They're up your rear. You look... You're gonna shit your underwear. It's like so
damn,
damn
she's
scary.
Fucking flowing.
Because I don't know the code!
Because he don't know the code. So now we flow into
she
the next
episode. She
keeps
throwing the mic to him and he fucks it up.
Because you're a hoe!
Because you're a hoe, Joe. I don't know. I might have to give you a JoJo, a Smojo, a Flojo, a Crojo,
damn,
a
she
Wojo,
deserves better.
A rhyme something like no Joe. That's
uh-oh.
Not
she deserves
a
better.
Uh-oh,
I thought it was saying. I thought it was Patterson Knightley that deserved better, but no, she deserves
yeah,
better.
Yeah, she's a delicate flower.
I just mean as far as her fiancé is concerned.
Jim, she deserves better
why
than perfection.
Why are you driving so slow, you dumb asshole? Get your ass up out of my face because we got to go. We trying to get somewhere and you're taking really long. I'm gonna fucking shit in my thong.
Why are you going so slow?
Oh, wow. Oh. Actually, you know what? They're regular Abbott and Costello. Who am I thinking?
Yeah, this is like a modern day Who's on Hardy. First.
Doc Bomber in the chat. This is the stand video where they drive off the bridge.
Fucking grow!
That rhymes. You gotta grow up. If you wanna grow up, you motherfucking need to show up. Fucking lace your shoes and motherfucking toe up. Pull up your pants. When your alarm goes out, don't do a little dance. Gotta get out of bed
before
you hit
sure.
your head.
Hey,
gotta get your
there's
ass
someone
in
for
the
everyone.
Car. Get
in case
some gas.
You're
go really
sad,
hard
lonely.
To the job
yeah.
where you
Maybe
went
you
to
need
school
to find
to
your own
go,
toad woman.
And now you feel like a fool because you like my paycheck. What the fucking? Where's the cash flow?
Oh,
we're gonna get pulled over.
We're gonna get pulled over, Red Rover. Send Ryan right over. Here we
oh,
are.
Oh, Ryan Patterson.
We don't know.
I thought his name was Patrick
we
Burr.
We don't know, so we might gotta go. But sorry if your name.
Oh no, Jim. Are we breaking this thing wide open?
Are we the only ones fucking combing these videos?
I mean, he broke his own shit open with all his videos. Fascinating.
Oh man, Patterson Knightley. Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, there's more, but I mean, we've been doing, what are we going to do next show if we,
yeah, we need to save, we need to save a couple of these videos for the regular Patterson Knightley check-in.
I don't know to answer your question, Jim.
Yo, you don't know. You're going to go with the flow.
Why go so slow?
Ah, Jesus. So, I mean, For all that, like, wanting to be, you know, famous.
No, Jim. All he wants to do is be left alone.
Yeah, I just mean, like, you know, you look at some of these celebrities and you're like, I wish I could do that. But you also have to, you also would have this. This is part of it. You have a Patterson Knightley. It's a channel that uses creativity and humor to help its viewers remember to not take life so seriously.
Well,
lighten up.
It's got to be terrifying.
The letter H.
Have a good time, smiley face.
It's got to be terrifying because you're Bill Burr, so it's not like you're like Kanye West has a bodyguard with you everywhere and
yeah,
shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you're Bill
true.
Burr. You're probably just places by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. You're just flying to cities and going, yeah, showing up at a comedy
you're
club.
You're like standing 10 feet away from Patterson Knightley and you don't realize it.
Oh, man.
Like your Uber driver is accidentally Patterson Knightley.
Yeah, his profile picture is him and Burr from the meet and greets.
All the internet ages.
Which one's Burr?
All these people on YouTube are finally realizing that, like, most celebrities don't have security, so just go shoot them in the face.
You could just roll up on them.
Yeah.
All like, you got to do is pay $800.
Yeah, that's not that expensive to kill someone.
That's a really small price for immortality.
For infamy. So as Jim and them, we endorse killing celebrities.
Imagine how many subscribers you'll get.
They doubled, you said.
All it would take is one trigger.
Patterson Knightley, my dude.
Then your YouTube would just blow up.
Anyways. Nobody take that to heart that's coming out to see us.
Well, this is satire, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Fuck, shit.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, man, what a show. Thank you so much for hanging out. Thank you for going where no other show goes.
Remember to go on the Patreon. Depths. Join that $18 special win a trip to the Jim and Them Studio tier if you want to win a trip to the Jim and Them Studio.
Yes.
Oh no, Jim. What if Patterson Knightley wins?
Well, he'd have to subscribe. Anyone can win. And if he wins,
that's
he
true.
Wins.
If Patterson Knightley can win, maybe you could win too, listener.
Hey, maybe you could watch us die on live stream. You never know.
We are going to have a special episode of Cheap Heat up tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is featuring Jim Scamboli and Jeff Murphy because we're all going to Money in the Bank this Sunday. So look forward to that on the Patreon.
Favorite part of the show? Did we already favorite part of the show? No, not yet.
No, my favorite part of the show was
Patterson Knightley. You gotta give it up to Patterson Knightley.
My favorite part of the show is finding out how alligators eat babies.
Yeah.
They leave them.
I love seeing alligators climb fences as well. Some good E3 talk. Oh, how could I forget fucking Broiler Room?
Oh, yeah.
Boiler Room.
Boiler Room Egypt style.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like that went without saying.
Yeah. What a great show. Coming soon, Patterson Knightley. To the Jim and Them Network.
Da-da-da-da-da.
tell a friend. Make sure you're, even if you're not a wrestling fan, watch that Money in the Bank on Sunday. Jim and them will be there.
Yeah, we demand that everybody watch Money in the Bank so they can look for us on the screen, then screen cap us, and then leave pictures of us on the screen.
Yeah, get your free trial, $9.99 a month, but it'll be free.
Yep.
Watch us. Maybe fall in love with wrestling. You never know.
Yeah, maybe you could fall in love with it all over again.
Watch out for me running into the ring during Kalisto. I'm doing it pre-show.
I don't know. Kalisto.
Kalisto.
So, yeah, make sure you get on that Patreon. Make sure you submit some reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. And make sure you just live that positive life,
yeah,
like
make
Patterson
sure
Knightley says.
You got to live that Patterson. Live each day like Patterson Knightley would. That's what I do.
And on that, I'm Jim.
We're them.
And we're out.
Word.